fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of March. The prepper tip today is to inspect all your boots and shoes, clean, repair, and replace as necessary. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. The author of, I believe, 13 books, more in a way as he can get to them, an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us. We weren't sure you'd be with us because of your travels, but you're here. That's great. Did you happen to see Tucker Carlson the last 2 nights, sir, by any chance at all?
No, I did not. I have not seen it.
Well, the Speaker of the House turned over 40,000 hours of video. That's not a typo. 40,000 hours of video to Tucker Carlson. And Carlson's crew has been, well, of course, a lot of it was just empty rooms in the U.S. Capitol building, empty rooms and no people. But they went through and were able to analyze it. You may have seen this fellow that was in January 6th in the Senate, in the U.S. Congress building, with the fur hat with the horns. Did you see that guy?
The famous guy that they didn't arrest. And
the shaman? Well, he was arrested. He's serving a 4-year sentence right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you did see him with a red, white, and blue face.
Okay.
This video, which was withheld from his defense attorneys, which is a violation of his rights, by the way, the prosecutor has to turn over any evidence, especially exculpatory evidence. The video evidence now shows that this man with the horns and the fur hat and the red, white, and blue face was being escorted politely as if he was a honored VIP guest, being escorted through the Capitol building by himself with 2 Capitol police officers showing him around, opening doors for him, attempting to open unlocked doors that were locked. They couldn't get through. 2 Capitol police officers who's, you know, with a badge and a gun, each one in uniform, who had a mission and a duty to arrest anybody, including the shaman, who was committing a crime, which, of course, they didn't do. Now, I believe that his defense attorneys will be filing a motion to overturn this man's conviction based on new evidence, and also a motion for censorship of the prosecutors who withheld this exculpatory evidence. All the mass media, except for Fox News, of course, and the politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, are very upset and very angry with Tucker Carlson because of the evidence he's showing that's been withheld for 26 months, Jim. This is a game changer. It really is.
So let me just ask, this video is during the time of the alleged attack?
Precisely.
Okay.
Yeah, all these videos have date time stamps on them. You know, that's the nature of surveillance videos. They all have a date time stamp. Yes. this stretches credibility to the breaking point. The January 6th subcommittee, of course, had access to all this evidence. The federal prosecutors who prosecuted this man and got him convicted and sentenced to 4 years in prison, when obviously he was not committing a crime, because he had two officers who could have overpowered him and taken him into custody immediately, which they did not do. And that's just one example. This fellow Ray Epps, for example, who apparently has some kind of personal connection to the Speaker of the House at the time, Nancy Pelosi, was, we now know because of the videotape that he was lying under oath to Congress. We know that for a fact now. And so Carlson has been doing a stellar job showing the evidence that what the January 6th subcommittee has been talking about for 2 years, what the media has been talking about for 2 years, has been a complete fabrication, a complete lie, Jim. And the videotape evidence proves it. That's why Tucker Carlson, in fact, Senator Schumer yesterday called for Fox News to end Tucker's presentations, to keep it from being broadcast last night. Censorship. That's what Senator Schumer was calling for.
Schumer, you might as well just say Schiller. The guy, you know, the only thing he does is read statements that are typed up for him.
That's precisely right, yes.
He does not have any comment of his own. He's never had any. You know, the same with Pelosi. When she goes off script, it's usually bad news for the hometown team.
And especially if she's so intoxicated she can barely talk, which is way too frequently.
In the wine.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Jim, I know you're busy with a lot of different projects. So what is it that's on your mind that you'd like to communicate this morning, sir?
Well, here's a kind of an odd one. I was in a restaurant, and I go into the bathroom, and they, instead of having men and women, they have unisex on the two bathrooms. You know, and these are smaller bathrooms. It's an older restaurant. Anyway, I realized that what they've done is converted the men and the women into, you know, you can go into either. Okay. But you go in, and of course, women, when they pee, sit down, and men, when they pee, stand up, and generally pee all over the place. You know, if you have 100 guys in there, there's going to be a big mess. So now, in the name of wokeness, of having everybody equal, the point of this is that women are losing big time, probably much more than men in this woke culture. You know, if you look at sports, if you look at women's bathrooms, now the women have to go into the bathroom where men have peed all over the place. And, you know, that's the danger, that's the wackiness of wokeness, is that there are reasons, and real good reasons, that are not, if you went to the encyclopedia, for example, and looked up why do men and women have different bathrooms, there's no explanation for that men pee all over the place and women then have a nice clean bathroom if only women go there. They're much more meticulous about the bathroom. You know, because, like I say, they have to sit down to pee. And this is just like logical. It's just normal. But normalcy has been thrown out the window to try and be nice to a couple of nutcases that really should be in psychological treatment.
Well, your statement is a yes or no statement. I did plainclothes security at a high-end shopping mall in St. Louis where Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus were. And at the end of the day, at closing time, I had to inspect the women's restrooms to make sure nobody was hiding in there. And they were trashed, Jim. Trashed with all the labels and things that clothing was packed in, that the women would make their purchase, run in there, and immediately open them up and discard all the packaging material inside the ladies' restroom, where the men's restroom was had no debris around of any consequence. But when it comes to sanitation, you're absolutely right. The women's restroom was more sanitary than the men's for the reasons you just stated. Yeah, I agree. The women are losers, and I've stated publicly that if I saw a man entering the girls' locker room while my granddaughter was changing into a swimsuit, I would take immediate action. I would not wait for the police. I would take immediate action, and I would smile all the way to jail if I was arrested for assaulting the man entering the girls' locker room. I would smile all the way to jail because I knew I did the right thing. And that is the right thing to do, is to immediately intervene when a man is entering the locker room where young ladies are standing around naked changing their clothes, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's gotten beyond the point of silly. It's gotten to the point of dangerous. But my point is that in wokeness, women are big-time losers, and women are big-time losers in a lot of ways, like with, you know, the liberal court system in divorce court. We've talked about this before on the air. You know, the backlash now is that real women are going to have a hard time finding a real guy because the real guy is like a very high percentage that he's going to end up in a divorce court. So nobody takes women seriously anymore. And the concept of matrimony, or getting married and having legal ties to an American woman. And, you know, there's more and more shows right now online, you know, these cable shows that are dedicated to that topic. And they concentrate on young women to try and teach them that hanging out at the bar and when they're young and pretty is not a real good idea.
If they're looking for a man to spend their life with, no, it's not right. At all.
They're like, oh, I just want to hang out at the bar, you know, with my friends. And the idea is that, okay, you know, all the guys are chasing you now, but in a few years, you know, one by one, your girlfriends are going to stop doing that. They're going to figure it out, and you're going to be there 30 years old hanging out at the bar. And at that point, you're probably going to race to the first guy that will take you and put a ring on your finger. And, you know, so it's like, anyway, these are the realities that are happening. But a lot of it is, you know, this wokeness started decades and decades ago, creeping in. And one of the first ways they did it was, of course, with welfare, where single moms would get money, married moms would not get money from welfare. The more kids you had, the more money you would get, which promoted a lot of the culture that exists today. And then it crept into the divorce court system. It just kept creeping to now that girls have to compete against men in women's sports. You know, that's the creeping crud that has overtaken. But
I would add an adjective there, attempt to compete.
Right, right.
Because a mediocre male athlete is going to be superior to almost all female athletes. And that's simply the way it is.
Yeah, but the point is that women have to start standing up. Because if I do, they're going to say, oh, you're just a man, you're misogynistic against women or something. But women, you know, it's pointed out also as women's rights, and women, you know, wanting to be equal or whatever, feminism and things like that. And it, and then it grew into, they kept adding new categories and new groups and new groups. And now the women are going, hey, wait a minute, this used to be about women. And it's no longer about women. It's about craziness and goofiness and accepting everybody and tacking everybody onto the end of the list. And the real losers in the long run, which was always the plan, was women, to break up the family.
Absolutely. And women, well,
and bought it hook, line, and sinker is the unfortunate part. And, you know, and unfortunately, they're going to, the younger women especially, are going to pay for it.
Absolutely. Well, our system has changed. I was just getting into the legal system 51 years ago when a no-fault divorce came in. It was like somebody threw a light switch. It was a dramatic change in the legal system with no-fault divorce, a dramatic increase in number of divorces. You go back even further, you go back 100 years, Jim, there was almost no divorces. It was a very, very rare thing for the following reason. The man almost always got custody of the children. Women, traditionally, it's women files for divorce. But if there's children involved, and they know they're not going to get custody of children, they're not going to file divorce, except in the most extreme circumstances. And no-fault divorce changed our legal system nationwide when that came into being 50 years ago, and not for the good, right?
Right, right. Sometimes things like, that's the what I started out talking about, the damage of wokeness or liberalism on changing things that have been there for, in many cases, thousands of years, because they don't see all the consequences. It's like back in the days, the Bush Jr. president days, they opened up, they deregulated loans for houses. And it went on, it carried into the Obama regime. And Obama, there's a video of him saying, I know I'm going to inherit this bubble of housing and it's going to cause a housing crash. They knew it, and it was planned that five families, banking families in New York, would garner all of the foreclosures, millions of them across the United States. When they opened up, and I knew loan officers who were writing 10 or 15 loans a day, and they were making $1,000 off of each one of those. They were making huge amounts of money writing loans to just anybody that walked in the door. And within, you know, within a year and a half, the foreclosure debacle, housing bubble, as they called it, was all planned. Where the value of the houses went down because of all the foreclosures. If you're trying to sell your house and the house next door is in foreclosure, you know, somebody's going to buy the house in foreclosure for half the price of the deal. And so millions of people, that especially in the baby boomer era, came up to sell their house at retirement and their loan was upside down. So they, you know, they just had to walk away. So it multiplied the problem. But that's another case where Obama, literally back in the Bush days, because these guys work together, they're the same uni party, created something that looked good. Now everybody could get a house, but it only lasted about not even a year. And then another thing that Obama did was he created, he said, okay, this is terrible. Credit card companies can raise their credit card rate by any amount they want, which they typically weren't doing. And so then what happened, he paid up.
Hold on, Jim. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we got my neighbor on the phone here on calling. Linda, my neighbor, her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. You know, with what's going on in the Eastern Seaboard, I think there may be some more interest in a beautiful bed and breakfast, a high-end bed and breakfast, which has clientele from Europe and Asia that want to enjoy the Ozarks. The smart people would be evacuating the East Coast and those affected areas by the chemical spill and burning that's been taking place there. And the Log Lodge is a beautiful home with 30-foot ceilings and radiant heat in the floor. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Have the group of engineers left yet? Are they still on the premises?
No, they're still on the premise.
All right. How many years? They've been back there every year for how many years?
This is their third year. Since we've owned the place.
And they work for the mines. Of course, they come out and do their engineering work, which whatever that might be. And at the end of the day, they have a beautiful place to come back to, relax, have all the amenities provided. And people should know when they look at the photographs that all the furnishings, the decorations are all available as a negotiating point as well, aren't they, Linda?
That's right. We sure don't need them where we live, and we're not planning on moving anywhere else, so they would definitely be negotiable.
Absolutely. Now, let's say I live in Ohio, and I've got a couple of siblings. There's maybe six of us between three women and three men. The six of us could move there, evacuate the contaminated area in Ohio, and be in a beautiful place where people go for vacation, couldn't we?
Yes, that would be very comfortable. Very comfortable,
very comfortable
for that size of a group.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we need to think outside the box here, ladies and gentlemen. There's thousands of families in that affected area. Of course, anybody anywhere would be attracted to this world-class bed and breakfast as a full-time home. There's an old saying that I've heard, Linda, it's called, some people go on vacation, other people live there.
And That's right.
And that's where we live. We live where people go on vacation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge, we got early spring here. The flowers are blooming. The bugs are out. The reptiles are getting active. The tree frogs. It's a beautiful time to see everything coming into bloom here in Missouri, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the colors are starting to pop. Yeah, here in the next few weeks, it'll be even more dramatic. And also, you know, this home has a three-acre field as you come into the driveway. The driveway is about a quarter of a mile. As you come into the driveway, there's a three-acre field that is used for hay, so it's good soil, but would make a wonderful garden also if someone, even a family of 10 or 12, would want to produce their own food. And then there's, of course, the cellar that would be great, I think, for food storage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's about 30 or more photographs at my website. If you're interested, give me a call, ladies and gentlemen. Our phone number's right there. Linda has videos also that she can provide. And we'll set up a private viewing once the engineers have departed the premises, won't we?
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. Linda, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad is airing at its 23rd year commercial-free, and it re-airs about seven different times. All that information, how to listen, is on my webpage. And we are going to the summertime frequency starting next week. Not this week, but next week. And I'll be announcing that frequency change on the show itself. But anyway, I'll be talking about energy and the amount of trying to give people a feel for the amount of energy we use. Because most people, you know, even if you're an engineer, you think, oh, so many, you know, megawatt hours of energy, of electricity or whatever. Or for transportation, you know, the amount of gasoline or diesel that's used. But people really don't have a real idea of the enormous amount of energy we use and the enormous inefficiency. Those are things that people just don't understand.
Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find things on my website that are literally nowhere else on the internet. They aren't, seriously. My friend, former counterintelligence agent, he puts together the latest intelligence briefing, a summary of news from all over the world. Right next to that is something pretty funny that Professor McKinney pointed out to me initially. There's really two Joe Bidens. There really are. And we have close-ups of both their ears. The real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. How about that? And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals. Want to stay warm and cozy and save money? Check out the Liberator Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture a wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke, rated at 99.5% efficient by the EPA. That's a real number, 99.5% efficient. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, get yourself an energy cleaner. If the arthritis pain is slowing you down, you also need an energy cleaner. Are you doubting Thomas? No sweat, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the injury cleaner. Check out the injury cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, I like to get an archaeological update every week if we can. Do we have one this week, sir?
Well, there's an interesting thing. There's a study that archaeologists have been doing for a long time. This is worldwide. The question is, when did man first start riding horses? Which is kind of that's one of those esoteric questions that probably most people don't think about every day. But they go back and they analyze the bone structure of bones that, they find at archaeological sites. And it appears that man has been riding horses as far back as they find people. So it's one of those interesting little quips that, so the horses have been there and, for utility and also for work, where they're used to pull things, move things, lift things, all kinds of work. So that's...
Well, the bone structure of a man or woman who rides a horse for years changes, and depending on the person, more or less bow-legged, don't they?
Right. And if you don't ride a horse regularly and then ride it occasionally, like me, then it's difficult because your bones are going in a direction they don't normally go. They were trying to wrap around this big animal.
Right.
So years of riding changes the bone structure, and that's what they...
And that's what they're looking for. Fascinating. We got our caller here, Jim. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, I saw on a press TV broadcast that the Italian legislature is considering whether a new nuclear plant can be built. I guess they've kind of had a moratorium on them for a long time, and it'd be really cool if you could get an end to the government and get them to look at your wind generator.
And so where was this again?
This is in Italy somewhere. I saw it on press TV. But that'd be cool. Think that you probably have to site that on close to the Mediterranean, or I guess that's the main thing is where you site the thing, isn't it?
They don't really have... Italy is not famous for its rivers and lakes because it's so mountainous, so they'd have to put it at an ocean site, and with the issues of cooling and everything, but the odd thing is they'll probably end up buying it from Iran. That's why they don't want Iran to develop nuclear power. Of course, the whole scare is that they will develop nuclear weapons, which they already have. That's much easier to develop a nuclear weapon to make stuff just blow up than to control it and make a nuclear power plant. And so anyway, Italy, if they bought one, would probably end up buying it from Iran.
Not Iran or Russia.
Right, exactly.
Chris Hinckley played the CPAC speech of that guy of Indian ancestry that is running for president. He's like 37. And it was really pretty good until he started talking about the climate change thing and saying he's against this climate change BS, but he is for nuclear power. And it just irritates the crap out of me. They think that's green energy when, they don't consider what are you going to do with the waste.
Right.
That's not very green.
It's just lunacy, and these, politicians are the worst, because they're, you know, they're really not scientists, and even scientists today are bought and paid for, don't really have scientific reasoning, you know, that, you know, the it's typical wokeness, you know, that the idea that, that since it doesn't produce CO2, then it's green, you know, just absolutely. It's the worst pollution. Nightmare energy created by man.
Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Sharon. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. The wing generator project is moving along the way it should be.
Yeah, it's constant work. It's, you know, and I've announced before that I'm moving into the world of hydrogen. And so that, you know, is the long-term goal, but yes, and it, you know, it has to break through eventually, you know, to
a couple of local men here in my neighborhood, I found out that they had a 1960 something Plymouth Fury 3 running on water, so I went to look at it, and it was, they were used electricity to separate the hydrogen from the water and ran it into the carburetor, and it was running perfectly. It was very nice. And I said, well, John, we're having trouble with it going around curves. And I said, just don't worry about this being a car. Just park it and make electricity to run a house on. You don't need to be driving it around. And you've solved the energy problem, haven't you?
Well, here's the thing, though. It takes that energy that it takes to create the hydrogen is about 70% efficient in the best case. So you're losing energy to do that. And
the automobile makes electricity to take the hydrogen out of the water right there on the spot. It's not, there's no outside source of energy.
Yeah, but it's ultimately, though, there's a cost to it, an energy cost. And so it's not 100% efficient. What you get is a better, here's what happens, actually. You get a much better burning of the gasoline. This is where the benefit comes in that overrides the loss of creating the hydrogen. You get a better burning of the gasoline because they're not running it on pure hydrogen. It's a mixture of gas and hydrogen.
Well, I have to admit, I'm not 100% sure if it was running 100% hydrogen or a mix of hydrogen and gasoline. I'm simply not sure. It's been a number of years ago.
Be there if they were running it on pure hydrogen. It takes a special steel block to run on hydrogen, and because it would wear that engine out in very quickly with just pure hydrogen.
That's okay. Well, that's good information. Good information. But regardless, it did work, and they cut down either no, I don't know if it was no gas or just a smaller portion of gasoline, but I recall it was a State of the Union address by George Bush Jr., where he was advocating the cars running hydrogen. We talked about this last week briefly, that anything from a 100-year-old Model T Ford to the 2023 Corvette could run hydrogen, couldn't they?
Right. And that's what's going on. They mix it with gasoline. But the goal, what I'm trying to do, is work into a hydrogen world. But part of my show tomorrow night, I'll be talking about this exact topic and what it's going to take to replace transportation, because that's mainly where hydrogen will be used, is in transportation in place of diesel.
All right. Well, I encourage people to listen to your show tomorrow evening. Jim, we got a caller on hold. Right, Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello?
Go ahead, Kyle. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just heard the connect. You've got a couple of questions, actually, with your last little talk there, Jim. The about, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago, I took a little Geo Metro, which is a little 1,000cc three-cylinder motor, and in a car and put hydrogen to it. And that little car did about 40 miles to the gallon all by itself with just gasoline. But I added a hydrogen generator to it. And I went up from about 40 miles to the gallon to as high, my highest that I ever got was 72, just adding Brown's Gas hydrogen generator to the gasoline. And that was straight road driving with a very small generator in there, but it produced enough to get amazing mileage out of it. The biggest problem I had was having the water in the system in the wintertime here.
I looked into selling those, and that's the issue, because even into Texas or the southern states, you can have cold to the point where you would have problems with it because of freezing water. And so that was the hiccup, and that's why I didn't want to really go into it, because most of the United States at some point freezes. And so that you don't want to, it's a little problem with that issue. But let me ask you, you were still burning gasoline, though, correct?
I was burning gasoline and then supplementing it with Brown's Gas, a hydrogen generator that I built. I was just going with that, just to, you know, pop in here. The reason that the main reason I called was this little program came up on my phone the other day, and I was listening to it, and they were talking about they found a quarry in Egypt where they assumed that they figured that they cut the blocks, a lot of these big, huge blocks for the pyramids out of. And they found holes drilled into this at an angle. And then so they were starting to surmise that somehow these people figured out a way to put poles in the ground and roll these huge blocks out of this quarry. And, these 100-ton and 200-ton blocks of wood, stone out of these quarries. And I guess I still have a hard time believing that. And I'm wondering, did you have any theories on how the pyramids, how they were able to set these, thousands and thousands of stones that weighed hundreds of tons? Do you ever have anything you ever talk about that, or do you have a theory on it?
I don't, and I've looked at it a lot, and I've listened to the people that talk about it, and I can tell you that the people that make up ideas like that don't have to move something heavy, because rollers have to sit on something, and it would just press them into the ground. And so a roller, you would need an extremely hard surface, extremely hard, much harder than modern day cement, to roll those rollers on for something that big and heavy.
That was my thought as well. Yeah, exactly. Which is why I was wondering if you had a theory of it. What about that old boy in Florida that created all those, super heavy stones and created that theme park kind of a thing, and then loaded
Pearl
all
Castle.
Of the stones on the back of that?
Pearl Castle.
Coral Castle. Did you ever pursue anything with him or know anything about him?
No. No, I didn't. I just have heard about it and read enough to be probably know as much about the average person, but never pursued what he was up to, or the story,
Okay.
Okay.
Kyle, we appreciate the call, Kyle. Thank you very much. Our next caller is Mike in Nebraska. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, John. Good morning. A couple of points. Everybody ought to write down this. You'll have to search on DuckDuckGo. Google will censor it, but Stanley Meyer water car. And there's been several people that have invented the water car, so a very good chance that your friend was having that car run on water. Stanley did this back in the 70s during the oil crisis. The biggest mistake he made was is to call the Defense Department and tell them what he had invented, and they made several attempts to buy it from him, to blackmail him, and he wouldn't do it. And one night he was in a restaurant. And by the way, he drove this car from New York to Los Angeles on, I believe, water. He had filters, Volkswagen. So you can look it up. You'll see that it's true. But anyway, the Defense Department, after not getting him to let them have it, he wanted to give it away for free. He was eating in a restaurant in, I believe, Santa Barbara, and he took one bite and began choking to death, and he screamed to his brother, they poisoned him. But there's been several people, and there are lots of free energy devices, but the problem is the powers that should not be, if they can't put a meter on it, you can't have it. The second thing you might want to investigate is a man called Galen Windsor. He's a nuclear chemist.
Hold on. Wrap up your comments, Mike, after the break. We'll wrap up your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Mike, let's wrap your comments so we can... Go ahead.
You bet. The other one is a man called Galen Windsor, and that's WINDSOR. He's a nuclear chemist back when they first started making nuclear power plants. And him and his buddies used to swim in the cooling pools and pretty much play in the radioactivity and everything. I know this is hard for people to accept, but we have been given a story that they want to keep nuclear power out of the hands of the common people because it is free energy. The radiation thing is all a misnomer. Galen Windsor went around the country eating uranium in front of people for about 20 years. And
Don,
if I could finish speaking.
I don't want to listen to this.
What I was going to say is Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla at the time, talked about Einstein's theory of relativity, saying it was magnificent garbage. It was a premise because they knew they were going to bring out nuclear energy. And about within a short time, Nikola Tesla disappeared as well. But if you'll
look Mike,
into
thank
it,
you for your call. We'll get Jim's response. Jim, do you have some response to Mike's comments?
Turning into nonsense. I'm a nuclear physicist. Nuclear energy is very real. Excuse me. And it's not free energy. It was a long, involved process, so I don't want to waste any more time. I just want to mention that my water filters have a very good sale price on right now. The MR5s are reduced. We're doing a stock reduction sale, and that's going away in a couple days. And so if you want a good reduction on the MR5, visit the webpage, which is linked from John's page. And also, if you're looking for a good read, my latest book, The Real History of Man and Earth, Myths, Magic, and Mayhem, is available now on Amazon, or it's available in ebook form on my website, which is linked from John's site. So,
okay.
On there.
Well, we don't have time for any more calls. We're down to the last minute, 90 seconds or so. Jim, what words of wisdom will leave our listeners with this week, sir?
Well, I'll tell people to listen to my show tomorrow night because to get an understanding of the amount of energy we use when you see the cars going up and down the road daily, filling the freeways, filling, you know, everybody's driving around. People don't have a real understanding of how much energy we are using. Yeah, what it would take to replace that with hydrogen, a real hydrogen world. So that'll be the show all night, so give a listen.
Okay, sounds good. Jim, we appreciate being with us as always. We'll look forward to hearing you back next Wednesday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay. We have a top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.